Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
Let's join CSC Talk Radio already in progress.
But the man who's there in Australia is obsessed with the American cowboy and West. And so he thinks that's what he is. And at the end, there's all kinds of good liners in that movie. But at the end of the day, of course, Quigley takes out the bad guy, and he looks down at him because they have this shootout, and the bad guy thought that Quigley didn't know how to use anything more than a rifle because he didn't use the six-shooter. And he looked down at him after he took him out and two others, and he says, "This ain't Dodge City, and you ain't Bill Hickok." And I guess it's just the fact that this gentleman that's a bad guy in that movie is so obsessed with the American Western, just absolutely obsessed with it, yet he missed that cowboy ethic part of it. Yeah, I guess, you know, when we watch the cowboy movies, there's good cowboys and bad cowboys. But at the end of the day, it's the good cowboys that we like to chase after. We like them to ride off into the sunset with a happy ending. The Westerns and the cowboys are specific to our American culture. No other nation has them. Not really. It is right here, and it is ours. You know, we're probably still one of the youngest nations, as old as we are. But that is something that we hang on to. And the American people love a cowboy. And we have John back. John, I've already introduced you, my friend.
I know. It was like, I was here saying, "Wow, when are we going to go on?" I realized, oh, they hung up on me. That's what happened. It was like, I didn't hear anything. So
I would never hang up on you, by the way.
No, I believe you wouldn't. But in the words of J.J. Hines, good things come to those who wait.
Well, I've already talked about all the Westerns. No, that's not true. But I brought you on board, and I told them that you had just visited the Wild Western Festival in Phoenix. I sent out a little teaser on Facebook. What do Louis L'Amour, Zane Grey, and L. Ron Hubbard have in common?
Awesome.
And, you know, let's talk about that a little bit, because most people, especially me, I had no idea that Hubbard wrote Westerns, and I'm holding two of them right here in my hands. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And,
did you have a chance to read or listen?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I have been in meetings ever since we've talked last week, but...
Wow.
But I will. Yeah, I know. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. Well, you know, we had elections and all that, but we're taking a break from all that today. We don't want to talk about politics. We didn't want to talk about cowboys, and we want to talk about Westerns. And I already told everyone my favorite Western. Now, I love all of the Dukes. There's no way that I don't like John Wayne. He's my fave.
Of course, yeah.
But my absolute favorite Western is Quigley Down Under.
Really?
And at the end of the day, of course, the bad guy in there is obsessed. He's obsessed with Westerns and American cowboy.
Yeah. It's interesting. I've like, you know, after we spoke, I went, okay, so what's my favorite Western? I went through and reviewed the stuff, and I mean, it runs quite the gamut. I was raised in a musical family, and so I got to admit, even though you probably wouldn't call it a Western, Paint Your Wagon, I just...
Wow, it's a spoof on Westerns.
It was fun. I love the singing, the songs, and I mean, some of the songs I just love, like Mariah, you know, they call it Mariah. Just some of the stuff was just really great. But in terms of straight Westerns, you know, obviously John Wayne and True Grit and some of those movies there. But
yeah.
I definitely have I guess you can't call it a tender spot. That's an oxymoron for Clint Eastwood on his, with the Shermer Fund.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we can talk all day about the spaghetti westerns.
Exactly.
But absolutely. I mean, Clint, who doesn't like Clint Eastwood? You know, he's the ultimate good, bad guy.
Exactly.
Well, you got here just in time for us to go to a break. I apologize for that, but I wanted to tell you, too, I have another book, and I'm not promoting the book, but it just tells that, you know, my son went through a leadership training, and he gives me a call. He says, Mom, remember that book you gave me? They're using it, Cowboy Ethics.
Wow.
And, you know, it's they're using it in the training for leadership. We're going into break. We're going to open up the phone lines, John, if that's okay. What's
sure.
your favorite Western? Why do you like the American Cowboy? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And John and Beth will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training, Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The coming battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
SC Talker Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with John Goodwin. We're talking about Westerns, the American Western, the American cowboy, and the uniqueness of it to the United States of America, and what it means in the hearts of most Americans. We already got a caller. You know, I told you, you're talking to the cowboys when you're on CSC Talk Radio. We have Charlotte from Missouri. Charlotte, how are you today?
I'm just fine, thank you.
What's on your mind? You got a favorite Western?
Yes, it's Shane.
Oh, yeah.
And Lad.
Yeah. Boy, that's an old one. That goes back a ways.
Yes.
It's a great movie.
Yes, it was.
Great book, too.
Yes.
Who wrote that one?
I do not remember.
Do you remember, John?
I'm cheating.
Oh, he's cheating. He's Googling it.
Yeah, he's probably Googling it.
That's all right.
Shane by Jack Schaefer.
Jack Schaefer.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, that goes back a way, Charlotte.
Yes, it does.
But I would say you probably like Westerns, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
I like Westerns. You know something else, John? I like musicals. We could do a show on musicals. We might lose a lot of people, but we could do a show on musicals.
But at least we'll be happy with each other here.
Yeah, that's right. But why do you think, Charlotte, why do you love Westerns so much?
Well, I'm interested in the history of how our country was started and what people had to go through to get where we are today.
And that plays a big part in it, doesn't it?
Yes, I think it does.
And don't you think they like the cowboy, at least to how it's portrayed in the Westerns, you know? The cowboy is the guy who comes in here. He's a nobody, but he has this ethic of right and wrong, you know, riding for the brand. They don't give that
right.
up, and they will stand up for the underdog, somebody being taken advantage of, you know, by city government or something, you know.
Yes, well, his word, I mean, he didn't have to sign everything. His word meant everything.
Absolutely.
His word back then was everything in a handshake.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could go back to that, if we had the morals.
Yes, wonderful.
Well, I appreciate that, Charlotte. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. You know, John, that's she's got a set of mouthful there. His word was who he was. A lot of them couldn't even write, but his word was who he was. You know, he stood by whatever he said.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the things about the Westerns that I really, really like is that sense of code of honor. You know, there's the code of the West, and we talked a little bit about that a little bit ago. But there's a sense of ethics and code, and obviously it's been a little bit probably because it wasn't with everybody. Because some of the people that moved out west were the outcasts from the East, but the people that were like that I admire in that sense of doing the right thing. And it's not that the person was always right or he was wrong. He was just, you know, he did what maybe he thought was best, but then sometimes, which I like in the Westerns, and that's one of the things I really like in the Hubbard Westerns, and we got it in Louis L'Amour Westerns, is a person comes to some type of a moral crossroads, and he makes the right decision, he decides to do the right thing. And even if it doesn't always happen all the time in real life, if you set that example, that positive role model that somebody can identify with, because the superhero, which I've got to admit, I do enjoy superhero movies.
I do too.
And stories, but the idea that nobody's a superhero in real life. You know, you go out there and you do. Sometimes, I mean, everybody's got something that they wish they wouldn't have done before. But when you come up to a situation and you have to make the decision to do the right thing, that's important. That for a person to realize it's never too late to change and make that decision to do the right thing.
You know, when we talk about the Westerns and we talk about the movies, not always when in the True Grit movies, you know, John Wayne wasn't always he was always honest.
Yeah, when he wasn't drunk.
When he wasn't drunk. But everyone was moved to the little girl, that she was not going to budge. She had something she was up to, and that was what was going to happen, and she drug everybody with her. He admired her because I guess he had that kind of grit himself, you know.
Right.
And I think people look at that and how she never gave up.
Yeah.
And one of my best, most honored compliments was a caller from CSC Talk Radio that equated me with that little girl when she was trying to, when she was refused and she was crossing across that creek or that river or that pond or whatever it was, and there was no way they weren't taking her. She was coming.
I know. That's quite a compliment to you. That's great. So with me on your stories, I mean, it is, Westerns are a romance that I can appreciate. You know, I'm the guy, I open the door for the girls. I walk on the inside, you know, between the street and the girl down, you know, walking on the sidewalk. I enjoy that. I think it's an important thing to, I mean, my boss is a woman. She's tough as nails. You know, she cracks a whip, but, you know, on the other hand, when it's time for treating her as a woman, I have no problem of making that transition. One doesn't have to negate the other.
That's absolutely right, and that's a good part of our culture that I think might be failing, and I blame that on the women libbers because they're trying to make things what they're not. We have another caller. We have one from Virginia. We have Mike.
Okay, good.
Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing? My favorite Western of all times is the outlaw Josie Wales.
Josie Wales.
Awesome story, movie, yeah.
Yeah, okay, you see a farmer out there minding his own business. Here come the Red Legs, which represented the federal government. He stole everything he had, raped his wife, killed his kid, and burned his place to the ground, okay? And you shoot forward, like, supposedly a couple of years. And they're supposed to give themselves up. So all the other guys go down to the encampment where the Yankee Army is, i.e. federal government, get fed and all this blankets, and then they turn their guns in, and then they all get mowed down.
Hmm.
So that tells you how much you trust the federal government.
You know, that's my landlord's favorite movie.
Really?
He goes back to Josie Wales every now and then. What's that?
Yeah, the outlaw Josie Wales. That's of all time.
All right. Appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you so much.
Now, John, I don't know if you noticed it. Mike's from Virginia, but he sounds like he's a New Yorker.
He sure did. He sure sounded like he's from New York or Jersey.
Yeah, he's been moved. He's been planted.
How you doing? How you doing?
Yeah, he's great. I just cackle every time he calls in because I'm thinking I'm going to get one of those long, drawn-out Southern accents, and I get a New Yorker. So we cover it all here at CNC
yes.
Talk Radio. Go ahead. We were talking about these. Now, I wanted to hear all about your Western Festival that you went, the Wild Western Festival.
The Wild Western Festival. It's what was really great about it. We've been, this is, I think, our fourth year. We've been at since its fledgling years. And what's great about it is that the whole purpose of that festival is to celebrate the legacy of the Old West, and specifically in Arizona. And so I've been working with Dr. Buck Montgomery. He's a stuntman. He's been doing stunt work in Hollywood, and he came out into Phoenix, and that's where he travels all over the place, working with the Fast Draw Association and Gunslingers Association. And what we do, and we're one of the main sponsors of the Wild Western Festival, is that sense of pride in the history of the West, and that there's a sense of romance too, but also it keeps that there's a bit of the superstition of the cowboy, you know, that's there. But everybody, you know, the big sign walking into the festival is no live ammo. You know, so everybody comes in, you know, they got their guns, and there's this, you know, people can do the fast draw contest they can do, and there's somebody that talks about an historian that goes over the history of Arizona and how it got tamed, the role of the Arizona Rangers. The whole thing of how fights are done, how they block out fights, and they go through, because they're all stuntmen, they go through how you do the, make it look really realistic. So it's really fun, and for me the tie-in is that Hubbard, well, a lot of people know that Hubbard lived in Phoenix, actually, in the early 50s, And so he was a local boy as far as the people go there.
Let's talk about his background. We're going into another break here. Let's talk about his background and how how that relates to the Westerns that he writes.
Sure.
You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with John Goodwin. We're talking about Westerns and cowboys and the history of our nation. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And John and Beth Ann will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets, they own pets, they love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today 417-452-2781 or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I don't have my cowboy hat on, but I sent you a I sent you a picture of me with a little straw cowboy hat on. I thought that was only fair. You sent me your cowboy picture.
It was a great picture there.
I should have sent you my little girl picture where I had my brother's cannon on at my hip and his cowboy hat. I remember that day. I was only about 3 or 4 years old, but I remember that day. Daddy wanted a picture of me dressed up like that, and he made the boys loan me, my brother loan me his holster and gun. And my brother protested, but he didn't win. But anyway, we were going into the break. You were talking about where Ron Hubbard grew up and why he's kind of got a passion for the Westerns, even though that's not what he's famous for.
Yeah, well, what happened was he was born in 1911 in Tilden, Nebraska, but a lot of his early life he grew up in Montana. And at that point, Montana was like a microcosm of the Western frontier. It was huge. The winters were bitterly cold. And his view on stuff, which was his experience with the people that he met, was like you had to be almost bigger than life to survive those extreme climbs, you know. Mm-hmm. And as he was riding horses by the time he was three. They, because his grandfather had a horse ranch, and they even took a McClellan saddle and cut up the stirrup so he could ride it. You know, his feet would fit in as a three-year-old. He was some of his best friends were the Blackfeet Indian in that location, and he became a blood brother to the Blackfeet Indian. And Old Tom was the medicine man who was one of his best friends. So he really had an appreciation of the folklore and folkways of the Old West as a result of the people at the ranch, and well as these American Indians that he befriended. And so with that appreciation, and I mean, actually, there's even a great story when he was in as a young boy. There was these local bullies that would beat up all the kids, and his grandfather taught him a rough style of judo cross fighting, you know, techniques. And so what he then did, and this is part of that, I guess the ethic of the West. He'd wait where these bullies would walk along, and he'd wait till the last one walked by, and he'd jump off the top of the fence and land on him and beat him up. And he'd take it, because when there was a whole bunch of them at once, they could beat up on people, but if it's just one at a time, he was able to do that. And he said made it safe for all the little kids in his neighborhood from these bullies by doing that. But that's, to me, that's a bit of that sense of the Old West. And it gets communicated in these stories, and that's why we do a lot with and do so well with the Wild Western Festival, because his stories, like the Toughest Ranger, it communicates there's a guy that's just out down his luck, and he's just like, he could easily be just a loser, but something happens inside, something changes in his head, and he becomes the Toughest Ranger. The story, actually, how that occurs is quite exciting, and that photo I sent you was with the captain and chief executive of the Arizona Rangers in Phoenix, who we are coming back out to Phoenix in February to perform that story for all the Arizona Rangers. They're very excited about it, and we're excited about it. But that's what Hubbard's Westerns communicate, is that sense of hope and what the West can actually mean to a lot of people. And providing that sense of a role model to somebody. They're not like a pushover, but they're like, you got the guy that he gets seriously beat up, or he might get shot a few times, but he holds to his integrity and keeps his guns, you know, pointing the right direction there. And he comes out in the end, and he gets the girl in the end, and this type of a romance, you know, the
happy
big
endings.
Yeah, the happy ending, which I think is so much needed right now, that people can realize if you maintain your integrity and you stick to what you believe, that you really can't push through and have a happy ending. You know, it's possible to happen, and that's what, to me, is the epitome of what I enjoy the most about a Western.
Well, and I think any story, any movie, that's what I look for. If it doesn't have a happy ending, I'm done.
Yeah, you know, I'm just so disappointed. And the dystopian stories, which are so popular right now, it's unfortunate because it also gives the idea that you cannot have your cake and eat it too. I think that's just wrong to not even bother trying to set a goal, because what's going to happen from seeing what you see right now is don't even bother trying to create that as a goal for yourself, because you're not going to get it, and that's just, it's just not right. You really can, like how you've created for yourself, you know, your life. You set aside for yourself what is that American dream. I'm living what I see is my idea of the American dream, where you can actually create and make for a better tomorrow.
Well,
you
know, I'm fighting. That's what I do every day. I fight for that American dream,
yeah,
because I think
absolutely.
We're straying away from it. The life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness doesn't guarantee you happiness. It guarantees you the pursuit of it. And we should be able, in this nation, we should be able to pursue anything. You know, we look at the expense of politics these days on both sides of the coin, and it's discouraging, because what happened to the America where the little boy born or the little girl born in the hospital, and you know, the parent says, you know, you can grow up and be president one day. Well, that's not the truth anymore. You got to have all these millionaires and billionaires behind you, and it's not the American way. That's just politics, and that's big government, and that's what I fight for every day. I fight against that and for that American dream. For freedom, for liberty, and for this type of ethic that the cowboy brought into our world.
Yeah, I mean, I keep on my desk underneath my computer screen, I keep a little small booklet called The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States, mm-hmm. you know, and I, because, you know, you mentioned a little bit about, like, Hubbard, what he's most known for, because obviously he wrote Dianetics, and the Church of Scientology was based on his works as well. But I just look at this, and So sometimes people have a question or whatever, and it's just like the fact of our Westerns. He was one of the most popular writers of American fiction in the 30s and 40s, and he was that way because he wrote such good stories. He traveled, and he himself was America's youngest Eagle Scout. He just turned 13 when he became Eagle.
Wow,
he was a member of the Explorers Club. He was one of the first barnstorming pilots, and when a person reads the stories, you get that sense of exhilaration and adventure that he was able to convey as a great writer. But then I look at this stuff and I go, let me see if you're familiar with this sentence, you know, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of people peaceably or to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance, you know.
First Amendment.
It's like that's right. It's the First Amendment. But that's what makes America American, different than anything else. And
it does. You know, John, we're out of time. I need to have you back on because we didn't get very far into this. But I want people to understand we're going into winter. We're going into Christmas. This is the perfect thing to get for your family. I'll try and put a link up on Facebook and on my blog today. John, maybe you can send it to me.
Yes.
We will try and get some people with some Westerns in their hands for Christmas, at least.
That'd be great. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for all.
You can go to galaxypress.com to find this, or you can write to me. I feel free for anybody who wants to be able to reach me at Galaxy Press. Just,
all right.
You know.
We're out of time. It's time for us to do the Western thing. Come together as a family and bring America home.
Home.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. 23.com. That's income, the number 23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, it doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men. Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CFC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CFC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan, HMI.